You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Decoding the nutritional information on food labels can be difficult, especially if you're trying to compare a number of different items. Now, some supermarkets are trying to make it easier by using a system that translates it all into a single score from 1 to 100. The idea is to help shoppers make an informed choice, although food makers are complaining that it's overly simplistic. The system and other efforts by grocery store chains to be more health conscious is described in a recent Wall Street Journal article by Ilan Bratt and Timothy Martin in a piece called The New Nutritionist, Your Grocer. And I'm very pleased that it has brought Timothy Martin to our show today. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How does the scoring system work?
Yeah, it's 1 to 100. Well, there are several nutrition systems, but the one we focused on for our story primarily is called NuVal. And they rank foods very simply from 1 to 100, 1 being sort of the least nutritionist and 100 being very healthy. Some of the green leafy vegetables, they would score in the hundreds, and one might be a sugary soft drink, like a cola. And they come up with the rankings. They just, this third-party company, they use nutritional data from the food labels and other public information to come up with these rankings, with these ratings, so to speak.
Although you could take two heads of lettuce and one will be a bit more nutritional than the next. I guess we're coming up with some kind of an average?
Well, there are ranges. The system isn't put in place and we pressed all the people at NuVal and people using it. Is there, as a shopper, could you go to the store and say, well, if I buy all foods above, say, 65, am I in the clear? And it's a little more nuanced than that. NuVal is really, they're not telling you to say eat all foods that are 90 or above, because that wouldn't result in a well-balanced diet. What they're hoping to do is get within, say, this breakfast cereal category, or say within salty snack category, telling you your range. Here are sort of the least nutritious, and here are the best options for you if you're trying to eat more healthy.
And how are the scores going to be displayed?
If you were to walk into your grocery store, right next to the sales label on the shelf, there will be, each store is a little different, but normally right on the sales label, there's sort of an octagon-looking logo, and then it has the NuVal number. So it's right next to the sales tag on the shelf.
It'll be a bit more consistent than what we see with trying to figure out how much something costs. Often, if there's even information there, one thing will be how much per ounce, and then the same kind of item next to it is how much per pint, and you got to do a lot of mathematics. In some cases, you're comparing apples and oranges. It will be a consistent mathematical formula?
Yeah, one of the reasons why grocers are showing interest in NuVal and other systems is, if you were just to walk the aisles of your grocery store, you're going to see from the food companies themselves all types of, different dietary nutritional, boasts or claims that, hey, this is low in fiber. I was in the grocery store the other day and I was looking for some healthy cereal bars. And each item, depending on what you were looking for, even if it was packed with sugar, they might say, high in fiber. And a way to sort of measure, well, okay, it might be high in fiber, but it might be packed with sugar. NuVal sort of takes this, it's too complex to explain shortly, but it's an algorithm basically, and it weighs the pluses and minuses nutritionally. So for instance, one of the most interesting examples is reduced fat peanut butter is actually worse off for you nutritionally than regular peanut butter. And in sort of the take one step forward but two steps back sort of methodology, to reduce the fat, and sort of keep an appealing taste, they had to pack it with sugar. So a system like NuVal can sort of look at it a little more objectively than just looking at the product and saying, oh, reduce fat, this has got to be better for me, and putting it in your shopping cart.
Well, big food makers recently abandoned their own labeling program called Smart Choices, which gave a big green check mark to unhealthy food like Fruit Loops cereal.
Yeah,
because it's the same sort of thing. It had something in it that they claimed was nutritional.
Yeah, Nouvelle is developed by academics and sort of health experts. The creator is he's a nutritionist professor at Yale, as I recall. So, you know, there isn't as much big food company involvement, and certainly there's been some tension between them. We were looking at the Kashi cereal. It's the organic cereal, and some of the Kashi cereals ranked quite low because, you know, they had too much of this ingredient or not enough of another. You know, there is, as these nutritional systems pop up, there is some potential for, you know, food companies to be frustrated. And what their argument is this. They definitely shy away from any type of ranking system because their argument is any food could be healthy or unhealthy, meaning if you were to eat, say, 5 pounds of asparagus, that might not be good for you, but, say, the occasional, you know, Oreo or two might actually be good just to, you know, have some sugar in your system, so to speak. So when these systems pop up, there's always a fine line between the system and the food companies, and in addition, with the grocery stores themselves. I mean, when a story like this comes out, people might get the impression that, oh, well, grocers, you know, they're going to stock, you know, only the healthiest of foods, and this is where we're going. No, I mean, grocers, they make a lot of their sales and profits off of, you know, the guy coming in for the case of beer and some potato chips and, you know, and some Coke as well. They don't want you to stop doing that necessarily, but if you are managing, say, diabetes or hypertension, or you're just trying to lose some weight, they want to have this this service available to shoppers who say, you know, I'm confused. I don't know which granola bar of the 30 granola bars that I have available to me, which ones are good for me and which ones aren't.
And why are they doing this? Is this in response to competition from stores like Whole Foods?
Yeah, exactly. If you think about it, the traditional grocery store that we grew up shopping at, you know, the market is just a lot more fractured. You can get, you can pick up eggs or groceries from your dollar store or the local pharmacy. And where grocers are, traditional grocers are, they're sort of stuck in the middle. There's the Whole Foods of the world on the top and perhaps some specialty stores. And then,
well, then we have things like Walmart offering organic alternatives.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other end, you have Walmart and other types of I know you're in New York, so I'm not sure if Aldi's out there, but they have Aldi, Save-A-Lot, these types of sort of budget, you know, discount grocers as well. So,
but we do have Costco.
Yeah, Costco. Those types of super centers are, you know, club stores. So, you know, grocers are stuck in the middle, and they think that, you know, they have, most of them have pharmacies attached to them, and, you know, they have a more elaborate produce section than, say, the club stores, and they think this is their way to differentiate themselves, that, you know, everyone has to grocery shop. There's little denying that probably the majority of Americans would like to eat healthier or at least learn more about nutrition, and grocers think that this could be an opportunistic way to keep shoppers in the stores.
Are some of the bigger chains like Walmart and Costco and Trader Joe's signing on?
Not sure about Costco. Walmart said they would announce plans for its own nutrition program later this summer, but they haven't elaborated yet. But some of the bigger traditional grocers have signed on. Kroger, if we look in New York, Price Chopper, which has a pretty strong presence there. Even some of the powerful local chains like Wegmans, they have some nutritionists in the stores.
Is the system that you've been talking about being employed anywhere?
Yeah, the system Nouvelle I mentioned is in Kroger, and it's in this large chain in the Midwest, Hy-Vee.
I was just in a Kroger's. I didn't even notice it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, the right now Kroger is piloting it.
Maybe not the one in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, they're piloting it in two dozen stores near in Kentucky. So I think it's Lexington, Kentucky. So I think where we're at now with supermarkets, they're taking a look at this. They, you know, Nouvelle, this nutritional ranking system is not free, and it's quite a significant investment. So grocers want to see, you know, can this provide value. This is aspirationally, it's a good thing, right? Grocers can sort of continue pushing this health and wellness message to its shoppers at a time when, you know, people are busier and grocery shopping is really not something that a majority of people, really enjoy. It's something you have to do. And if feeding your family or feeding yourself more nutritionally can be somewhat assuaged by something grocers can do, I think that's something they'll continue to pursue.
My guest is Timothy Martin, who has co-authored with Alain Bratt an article in the Wall Street Journal called The New Nutritionist, Your Grocer. We invite your comments, and you could leave a comment on our show page at WNYC.org. What about advocates for healthy eating, someone like Michael Pollan, for example? Didn't he suggest something like the system in January 2007 in an article in the New York Times where he complained that it's no problem to put health claims and nutritional information on packaged food, but that's not possible for things like fruits and vegetables because they are, as he put it, real food?
Yeah, I think where the systems that are in place, and Nouvelle's not the only one, a chain in New York called Hannaford Supermarkets, they were sort of the first grocery chain to have one of these systems called, and they did it with stars, with a one-star, two-star, three-star system called Guiding Stars. But if we look at grocers in general, these systems aren't necessarily to tell you that, hey, eating strawberries is better than strawberry ice cream. These are more in place for, making these tough decisions, particularly in sort of the central regions of the grocery store where a lot of these packaged foods, I know Polian, his big thing was saying that Americans have given up cooking for themselves and sort of leased it out to these big food companies, and they're cooking, what something we had made from scratch before. We're letting the companies themselves take care of it. So to what extent these foods are healthy for us, or good for us, or nutritious for us, these types of nutritional programs can lend a little more information or really just accessibility. I think a lot of shoppers, except for maybe the most educated ones, even something basic like reading the label, looking at what ingredients are in the food product, that's something that seems easy, but, when you're putting 100 items in your grocery cart, on Saturday, that's maybe not something that's front and center in your mind.
Now, I'm assuming this applies to meat and pretty much everything else in the supermarket, everything that we would eat.
Yeah, this maybe that's what your question was getting at before.
Yeah.
But, this will also rate everything from strawberries. It's Nouvelle, still a work in progress, but it does aspire to get every single product in the store.
Now, is Nouvelle a for-profit company?
It has a bit of a complex ownership structure. It's an LLC, and it's owned by a hospital in Derby, Connecticut, and a retailing cooperative. Retailers pay a fee to license the scoring system.
So this is an odd thing, a for-profit company that's partly owned by a nonprofit hospital.
Yeah, it is complex, yeah.
Now, if an item has a certain score that the supplier feels is too low, can they apply to have it changed?
Yeah, that's partially the ethos behind the system. Even as we were reporting the story, several products, their score was changed because they added, they took out some sodium or they lowered the saturated fat. Any of these, FDA is also looking at some type of universal nutritional ranking system, or I think specifically they're saying, unless a product meets certain criteria, a product can't make health claims, sort of low in fat or high in fiber, I think these systems are in place to sort of motivate the big food companies to do something about, whether it's sodium or fat. Yeah.
A listener left a comment on our show page saying, I went to the Whole Foods store in Union Square the other day, and they already have something like this in place.
Yeah, that's Whole Foods. Our story really focused on the traditional grocers, you know, the A&Ps of the world, the Krogers, the Super Values, the Safeways. You know, Whole Foods and other natural organic grocers have had nutritionists in stores. Some of them have had these types of nutritional ranking systems for years, if not decades. Whole Foods has their own initiatives around sort of educating shoppers, but that's sort of been their MO for a while, that traditional grocers, and, you know, there's 300 Whole Foods in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. You know, they're influential, but, you know, if we were to talk to someone on both coasts and in the Midwest, you know, the odds are they're shopping, the vast majority are shopping at traditional grocers over Whole Foods.
I know I am, because there's no Whole Foods within my area, and I'm not sure I would go even if there were, but that's a whole other matter. My guest is Timothy Martin, co-author of an article called The New Nutritionist, Your Grocer, in the Wall Street Journal, a recent issue. We are inviting your comments on our show page at WNYC.org. You can also call in at 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-WNYC. I'm assuming that many of the food manufacturers are not all that happy with this.
Yeah.
Processed food manufacturers especially.
Yeah. For instance, we put several examples in the story of food companies that felt a bit slighted. For instance, General Mills, their Cheerios scored a 37, and Original Flavor post-shredded wheat got a 91, and we asked the company about this. You know, the Cheerios, if you look at the box, you know, has a big heart on it, and it says, I think they have a thumbs up from the American Heart Association.
And they've been running commercials in which they suggest that it's good for your heart. I've been seeing them on television.
Yes, yes. So there's, you know, obviously when a system like this looks at the ingredient lists and other public information, you know, it can give a bit of a mixed message. And what the company told us, they told us that shredded wheat should be rated above Cheerios. And that's what the spokesman told us. And they had followed up saying it's that Cheerios is low in fat and cholesterol-free, and its number one ingredient is whole grain oats.
So why was it rated so low?
Yeah, when we asked the Nouvelle people to follow up with that, they said Cheerios has less fiber and more sodium per serving than does the shredded wheat. So when you look at things holistically, you know, this is sort of the toughest thing about packaged foods is, you know, it might have several very good things for you, you know, whether it's fiber, low in fat, but, you know, it also could be packed with, you know, other things that detract from the score, like, you know, it doesn't have enough fiber or more sodium. So these are things, you know, if you think of sodium, when you're, you know, have your bowl of Cheerios in front of you and you're eating it, I don't know if people are necessarily cognizant to make the connection that, this is packed with too much sodium. Looking at things sort of from a step back. So that is the merits of the Nouvelle system, that if you were to entrust your diet to them, you would get more of a, I guess, a broader view of how this product fits in to the grand scheme of things.
I'm assuming that some of the trade associations for foods like, well, dairies and fruits and vegetables are happier with this rating system than the processed food manufacturers.
Yeah, certainly there are some foods that come out, you know, looking quite good with the ranking systems. But like I said, you know, other than Nouvelle, there are other types of systems.
Are they consistent? Would somebody going around looking at Nouvelle and then one of their competitors see that that Cheerios is doing just as poorly from the other guys?
Well, this is the most confusing thing for consumers. I mean, at some point, you'd like to think there'd be one system that all Americans can sort of educate themselves and their children from youth and until adulthood. But no, there are different types of systems. There's the one you mentioned, Smart Choices, that was, you know, supported and funded by the food companies. The one I mentioned before with Hannaford, they have a starred system, you know, which is, you know, one being a good for you, and I think 2 stars is better and 3 stars is best. But for the store, only about 1 in 4 products, I think, have any stars. So there's, you know, 3/4 of the food products in the store have no star ranking or attached to them. a third chain, Super Value, which trying to think out east, they have Shaw's, they have Jewel Osco, Albertsons in California. They decided not to do anything with a numerical or ranking system. They, according to their customer research, they chose against Nuval because what their consumers were telling them is just they want more information. So they have a color coded bar system that just sort of shows shoppers that, hey, this food has more fiber, this food is low in fat, and they take more of a hands-off approach. They'll let the consumers decide. So, we're speaking quite a bit about Nuval, but at least until now, there's no true consensus within the supermarket industry.
Well, they do get some information through the loyalty cards, don't they? Are they discovering that shoppers are tending to follow these recommendations?
Yeah. There are some things we weren't able to mention in the article that supermarkets are using their loyalty card data for. One chain, Safeway, they have an online feature where they'll track your purchases and you answer several questions about yourself. How much exercise do you have? Are you managing any diseases? How many people in your household? And while they can't really know if you've, consumption levels, they can track all your purchases, as you mentioned. And they can tell you, based on what you've bought at a Safeway store, you're over your sodium limit or you're doing a good job with your nutrition. So this is something you can handle completely online. If you have your loyalty card, you sign up for it, and you can track your purchases. And if you're looking for, say, healthier alternatives, let's say you are high in sugar and you realize that you have a bunch of yogurts, in your purchase history, through the website and through this program, they can link you up or suggest you to sort of lower sugar options. That's one thing they're doing with the customer data.
Have we gotten any sense of the reactions from shoppers?
Yeah, I mean, we talked to,
Is it changing their behavior?
Yeah, we talked to lots of shoppers for the story. Yeah, and, I think if you're one of those people who, you down 8 Red Bulls a day and, Cheez-It is a major staple of your diet, I don't know if having this array of information will necessarily change your life. But if you are looking to make a change, we interviewed one shopper in Lexington, Kentucky, in the Kroger, and he was a middle-aged guy. And on a recent shopping trip, he was in the processed meat aisle, and he normally was picked up ballpark brand hot dogs, and that had scored a 7. And this time around, he was just looking at the category itself and trying to make a little bit better decision. He actually picked up the Johnsonville sausages, the smoked turkey sausages, and they had a score of 10. So it's not like he's, saying, I'm never going to eat hot dogs again and going completely healthy. But within that, he's eating hot dogs or a type of sausage, and he's just trading up.
Although that's a 10 out of 100.
Yeah, but the rationale behind that is that it's better than a 7, and, if he makes these sort of trade-ups, so to speak, across in his entire shopping trip, he's incrementally healthier. Now, one of the shoppers I interviewed in Iowa, in Des Moines, Iowa, at a Hy-Vee store, she told me she shopped at Hy-Vee, several times a week, and I was asking her about Nuval and, does she use it, and she had no idea what Nuval was. And what she told me was, she's just sort of naturally a very nutritious eater and shopper, and, she checks the labels herself. So I think, there's a range here. I mean, some people are going to really use it to guide every decision, and others, they might occasionally look at it. But if they're already confident with what they're buying and they're satisfied with where their health is at, it might have little or no impact on their shopping decisions.
Well, have you seen any impact on pricing? I would assume that some grocers would see a certain product scoring higher in the Nuval system and say, well, maybe I should charge a bit more for it.
Yeah, that's the thing. When we were discussing the story internally, myself and the other writer, is this just a ruse by grocers to sort of put, high-rated products and charge more for them? But that wasn't the case. I think, at least until now, we haven't seen anything weigh in on the prices, saying, you know, this that turkey sausage, because it's 3 points higher than the ballpark Franks, you know, we can charge 20 cents more for it because people, you know, we're going to try and profit off of this sort of nutritional message or, you know, positive you know, sort of health benefits. But we have not seen that to be the case until now. I would guess not so, just because, you know, for instance, if Kroger store with Nouvel starts hiking up their prices for the, you know, high-end nutrition products, there's still, you know, Walmart down the street. There's still another traditional grocer down the street. And I think that's more of an external factor on their prices than something internal in the store, like a nutritional rating system.
Thank you so much for talking with us. Timothy Martin is co-author with Ilan Bratt of an article that appeared in a recent Wall Street Journal called The New Nutritionist, Your Grocer.
Thanks for having me.
Later on in our show, the Atlantic's technology columnist Alexis Madrigal tells us what will happen once we run out of IP addresses, the numbers that identify everything from websites to iPads. But first, Paola Antonelli, senior curator at the Museum of Modern Art, tells us about the museum's recent acquisition of the @ symbol. This is WNYC and WNYC.org.